Won't you open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. If anything was spoken by a word of knowledge or a gift of prophecy this morning, and it did not confirm, just put it on a shelf. Okay? You can be under the most prophetic ministry, but all ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, we're all human. And because we're all human, we're all subject to fail. So if it doesn't confirm, just put it on a shelf. And if there's parts that do confirm, praise God. If there's parts that don't confirm, just time will tell. Amen? Is that okay, Pastor? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Let's start in verse 13. When Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And some said, you're John the Baptist. Others say, you're Elijah. And others say, Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. But this is the key he's getting to. But he said to them, "But who do you? Who do you? Who do you?" Everybody say, "Who do? Who do? Who do? Who do you? Woo-hoo! Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" And he said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Up to that point, no one else in humanity had said that about Jesus. I can imagine Peter listening to the words coming out of his mouth. "Boy, I feel really smart right now. I didn't make that up. That came by divine revelation." And Jesus said unto him, answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." Right now, what you're seeing is the first person on the face of the earth that had heart knowledge, revelation knowledge of who Jesus was. Now, I would get into this, but I don't have time because I abuse it ministering to in other ways. But he says right here, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." Why did Jesus say you're blessed? Because of the heart revelation that he had received. And for what he said. "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you that you art Peter." That very revelation that Peter, that Simon received, changed his name and changed his nature. That word Simon means a reed blowing in the wind. You can see it. "Oh, all these scurry dogs, they'll deny you. I'll not deny you." Looking back on, "Oh, you bunch of nuts. Jesus, I'll be here. I'll be your hero." Before the cock crowed, "I don't know this, Ed. In fact, blanky blank blank, I told you idiots, I don't know this guy." But on the day of Pentecost, when what Jesus had totally consummated for Simon Peter and the disciples, Peter stood up with 11 and preached a message that brought 3,000 people to the Lord. He was changed from Simon into Peter because of the act of revelation, because he didn't think who Jesus was. He knew who Jesus was. That word blessing also means a benediction. Blessed are you, Simon of Jonah. How did Peter get this blessing? Because he said something. He proclaimed a benediction. He gave an utterance. Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that began to work in Peter's life, and it changed his destiny. Verse 18. And also I say to you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Everybody say, gates of hell? Ha, 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 ha. You're not gonna prevail against me. But I sure am gonna rattle your cage. The gates of hell cannot prevail against you, but you can prevail against the gates of hell. There are many people captive inside those gates that God has commissioned us to break those gates open and go in and rob the captives. Set captivity, bring captivity captive and bring them and set them free because of the name of Jesus. Verse 19. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That's where whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You know, you can loose things with the words of your mouth. You can bind things with the words of your mouth. I'm not just talking about divine authority in the name of Jesus. Let's go to Mark chapter 16. Everybody say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the benediction that brings salvation to people. It is the divine utterance that changes people's lives, brings miracles into families, changes the destiny of cities. Change the destiny of Paul. Change the destiny of the known world at that time. I tell you what. Caesar was a pip. Nero thought he had won. Nero was an egotistical idiot.
Look at that! We killed that little irritating Jewish man.
You know, anti-Semitism was strong back then. Anybody that hates the Jews, they hate Jesus. They're not part of the body of Christ. Now, we shouldn't hate anybody. Just be aware of your alliances. Don't listen to everything the world says. Blah, 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 blah. Then underneath, kill the Jews. I'm just telling this to you straight. That is the Antichrist spirit. Don't be caught up in it, because it will bring destruction to you. Is this okay, Pastor? Thank you. I'm not, you don't need to be political. I'm not being political. I'm being factual. Amen. Verse 15 of Mark chapter 16. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth shall be baptized and saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name, they shall korabashendarayasa, ebrasakayaka. If you can speak in tongues, you can cast out devils. And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Two things happened there. One, they had the name of Jesus. Well, three things. One, they had the name of Jesus. Two, they believed. And three, they had hands. The same hands we use to praise and worship is the same hands we can use to disperse God's miracles to people. Don't have to have a special anointing. Don't have to go to the man of God. Because if you're a man and you're born again, guess what? You're a man of God. Guess who you got inside you? Guess what these are? These are the hands of God. If people just get a revelation that, get away from me. I want to be sick. I want to be. No, come here. You don't want to be sick. You want to be healed. I'm over-dramatizing it to make a point. Amen. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, they were received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. They were not very discriminate where they preached.
Well, I don't like the way they said that. I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to speak the word of God. Those people look hard. Doesn't look like an easy room.
It doesn't matter. They need the gospel just like the ones that tickle your boat or tickle your fancy and float your boat. Everybody needs to hear the gospel. So get in there. You got a mouth, or I include myself. Get me in there. I've got a mouth. I've got hands. Jesus lives in me. Greater is he that's in me than them that are in the world. Come on. Hallelujah. It's good stuff. Glory to God. Man, I tell you what. I tell you, I'm having trouble with my friends. I don't know. It's hard to live a Christian life when I got friends who are still so much in the world. Well, start talking to them about Jesus. That'll solve the problem. Either one, they'll go save or quit hanging around you. Problem solved. Amen. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. What happened when these people uttered the right words? They loosed what heaven had to offer. They loosed what heaven had to offer. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 13. Our words loose and our words bind. This is all by divine design. Matthew 13, verse 53-58. It came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in the synagogues, insomuch as they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James and Joseph and Jose and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, Are they not also with us? Whence then is this man and all these things? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. We have the ability to bind. We have the ability to loose. And it's all determined upon what's coming out of our mouth. You can bind up the works of God in your life or loose the works of God in your life, depending upon what you say. You can have a great relationship with your pastor or a poor relationship with your pastor in accordance to the attitude you have toward him or them or whoever it may be. I've got 3.5 minutes. My words can bind up God from moving in my life. And my words can loose him to his fullest potential in my life. It all determines what's flowing out of me, out of my heart, through my mouth. I just wanted to encourage you on that. There's a scripture that Jesus quoted this when he was being tempted by the devil. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, it's not that far from you. You are to live by the words of your mouth. You're to live by feasting on God's word, believing God's word, getting God's word on the inside of you, and then speaking God's word out of your mouth so it can rule your life. And let the words that you speak out of your mouth, out of faith in God's word, lead you into everything you're believing God for. Open opportunities. Joshua 1:8 says this, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. How do we do that? By not letting it depart out of our mouth. That word blessing also means a benediction. Speaking God's word out of our mouth continually, for that we may observe to do it. For then we shall be successful. We shall make our way prosperous, and then we shall have good success. How many of you have said, Jesus, you're the Son of God. You made the most prosperous decision you've ever made. After that, just taking God as a word. Start speaking his word. Start training yourself to believe God's word above what you see in the natural. Because everything we were trained up in the natural, all of our lives before we got saved, we all fed on deception.